right, welcome back to it on a Monday, Martin Luther King Day. If you're planning on going to school today, you'll be there all by yourself. If you go to the bank, you'll go, forgot. I do that all the time. And then I go and check the mail after I've gone to the bank and the door's locked. That's how smart I am. Yeah. What do you mean there's no mail? Oh, yeah. You know, for people with a short attention span like my own, it can be challenging on holidays. It can be very challenging. Holidays can be difficult, you know, because you keep forgetting. Well, you just said that 10 seconds ago. Yeah, but I was distracted. There was a shiny thing over here, you see. And the shiny thing got my attention. Therefore, I looked there, and I forgot that. Anyhow. All right. By the way, you saw the Project Veritas video of the angry Bernie Sanders supporter saying they will burn Milwaukee down. They'll burn down other cities. You know, they're not just going to sit there and take it. If Bernie isn't the nominee for the Democrats this time around, man, they are going to get even with the country. And you wonder if it's not true for some of them. You know, Bernie Sanders supporters warning that a lack of enthusiasm for Joe Biden could also bring the same effect as did the lack of support for Hillary Clinton, which means Bernie bots will not show up at the polls on November 3rd if he's not the nominee. I wonder what my next guest thinks about that. He's been studying this for an awful long time. Alan Sachs, professor, computer science, University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, what are your thoughts?
I've just been reading. I'm not sure if I heard your introduction, but I've just been reading that. You remember Beto O'Rourke?
Oh, yeah.
He passed himself off as Hispanic.
Yeah.
And I always believed that his nickname got him 20% of the vote, maybe 30% of the vote.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I'm right. There's a lot of Democratic candidates in Texas who are running with the nickname Beto. I'm not joking. And they got on the ballot. How they did that, I have no idea. I thought that you had to go by your legal name. But all of a sudden, they're calling themselves Beto.
B-E-T-O. Well, but now hold on, Professor. That's because you're a bigot and you don't understand, see, that he identifies as a Hispanic. And how dare you say that he's not, even though he's a lily white, you know, Irish Catholic. And by the way, Joe Biden thinks he's Latino, too, because Joe Biden was talking about picking him as a running mate because of his Latino background.
You know what's interesting is when you bring that up is that I was listening this morning to the speech of Martin Luther King, that great speech he made on the Washington, D.C.
I Have a Dream.
I might say. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, the content of your character, not the color of your skin. Well, the left or the Democrats want to go back to the color of your skin. And I don't think Reverend King would have liked that.
I don't think that they want to go back to the color of your skin. They already have.
That's true.
Yeah, they already have. And you know, I will tell you this. The most racist people I've met in my life are elite Democrats, elite liberals.
Absolutely.
White elite liberals. Let me be clear about that. White elite liberals are the most racist people I've met consistently. Not all of them. Consistently the most racist people I meet. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I remember after the election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you know, they always accuse the Republicans of being elitist.
Oh, sure.
I've never seen more elitist than college professors, you know, white college professors who are liberal.
Your
and
colleagues.
Most of them are.
Yeah, your colleagues right there at the university.
Oh, exactly. And one of them said to me, I'm overgeneralizing, of course, one of them said, we were walking out after a debate, and I bent over to shake his hand, and he wouldn't shake my hand. I'm not joking, but not shake my hand. And we were walking out. He said, did you know there was a study made, I don't know what kind of a study it was, that people who are in favor of Donald Trump live within so many miles of Cracker Barrel, and the people who are in favor of Hillary Clinton live so many miles of Whole Food as before Amazon bought it up. Boy, is that elitist. And I wanted to say, are you serious? It was deadly serious.
Yeah. You just for the record, I don't eat a Cracker Barrel. But I do shop at Whole Foods sometimes. See, I guess I'm messed up.
I go to both.
Yeah, I'm messed up, I guess. I mean, I've got both available. I don't go to one, I go to the other. The fact that this is a professor, this is a guy who is supposed to be among the smartest people in the country teaching a wave of young people, right? This is a professor at a major university spewing this kind of nonsense to you. What does he say to his students?
That's right. I also have understood, boy, am I getting on them now. And I'm overgeneralizing. They don't understand sarcasm.
No,
they don't understand humor.
No.
You know, it's terrible.
That's why Ricky Gervais, you know, peeled their skin back.
Good
because
for
he's
him.
A liberal, right?
That.
You know, during this Golden Globes thing here a couple of weeks ago, because the Democrats, they're not funny. Liberal elites are not funny. You people have no sense of humor. Everything is a trigger word, and everything upsets you, and you're just a bunch of whiny crybabies, and I can't stand it.
I'm a very sarcastic little man.
Well, I've known that.
I found out that most of my colleagues did not appreciate that. Not all of them probably did, but they just didn't appreciate it. They're not funny at all. They just don't get it.
You know, I teach classes in sarcasm on the weekends here. You know, and Ivy came into our relationship not knowing much about sarcasm, and now I think she's better than I am. You know, and I look at her, she goes, it's sarcasm. You taught me.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So anyhow, all right. So tomorrow the big trial gets underway. Ted Cruz, one of your senators, said if you bring witnesses, this thing could go on for 8 weeks, maybe longer. Can you imagine this thing going on for 8 or 10 weeks? Good Lord.
I hope they don't bring in witnesses. When I saw that group of Democrats, whatever you want to call them, going down the hallway last week
with their engraved Nancy Pelosi pens in their pocket. Yeah.
It could have been Saturday Night Live. I really mean it. Saturday Night Live, if you didn't know what it was. Here is a woman walking down the hallway with a little silver basket or something, it looked like, carrying down the hallway. And Gerald Nadler trailing after her. And Ed Schiff after that. What a group. And Nancy Pelosi somewhere there. I mean, it could have been Saturday Night Live.
When I see Jerry Nadler, I think, do you remember Weebles? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. You just roll him around, set him back up, roll him around, say, Jerry Nadler. Here's the problem for the Democrats with Adam Schiff is going to be out there. The Senate, they can't have their cell phones, and they can't talk. That's for hours right. on end, all we get to do is we get to get marinated in Adam Schiff. I mean, good Lord. Talk about, is there a worse scenario for the Democrats?
That is torture. There's no question. That is the example of torture.
Yeah.
To sit there, you can't make a move, and you have to watch and listen to Adam Schiff. My God.
Good Lord. Yeah, can you think about anything that would be actually worse for the Democrats? You've got Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. These are your two poster children. They're going to be on TV, wall-to-wall coverage. Here's Schiff and Nadler. Guys. It's a television production. You should pick leading roles that are more suited for that position, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. But it's going to be a killer. I literally thought it was Saturday Night Live. I'm not joking. I thought it was a rerun of Saturday Night Live. I don't watch it anymore, but I thought
right. Maybe
that's what it was on. Oh, no. It's the real thing.
Yeah, it's the real thing. It's fact is more frightening and funnier than fiction. All right, Professor, we'll leave it there. We'll catch back up with you after we get through the first few days of the Schiff Show.
I'm going to nickname myself Beto.
There you go. Beto, Professor Beto Allen Sachs.
That'll
will be
do
here.
It.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Up after the break, Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber. So don't go anywhere. And in hour number three, Alan Hoover, Dan Gilmartin, and so much more, Dr. John Lott tomorrow as we roll into impeachment. We'll be back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.